Imagine a humble friar who, in the midst of rising atheism and materialism, performs miracles that challenge the mainstream understanding of the world. That's exactly what Padre Pio did. Join me today as we delve into the remarkable life of a saint whose impact remains powerful and relevant today. Stay tuned. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Hello everyone! Before we begin, I want to extend a huge thanks from myself and the team to everyone who contributed to our special appeal and to all the members of our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. As promised, your intentions have been included in a special Holy Mass celebrated today, and your intentions are now being placed in San Giovanni Rotondo. Today is a special day, the feast day of our beloved Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, affectionately known as Padre Pio. He once promised, "I will make more noise dead than alive." And how true that has proven to be. Canonized 22 years ago on June 16, 2002, by Pope John Paul II, Padre Pio continues to touch countless lives. So, in honor of our beloved saint, today I will share some reflections highlighting the magnificence of Padre Pio. Let's begin. I would like to start by saying that Padre Pio is a gift from God to mankind. God has given us many undeserving gifts for the salvation of souls, and Padre Pio is one of them. At a time when atheism and communism were on the rise in the world, God sent us a poor, humble friar living on a mountain somewhere in Italy who seemed to possess abilities beyond human understanding. Instead of letting the world sink further into disbelief and materialism, God sent Padre Pio as his messenger to proclaim to all of humanity, God exists. He is the master of the universe. He can move mountains if he wishes, and he can cure the incurable. This brings us to my second point. Padre Pio's life was marked by numerous well-documented miracles and healings. These unexplainable events happened in the thousands. As I once told a friend of mine, even if there were only one single undeniable miracle, Padre Pio would still be worth looking into. But there wasn't only one miracle. How could this humble friar, whom many knew personally, perform such extraordinary deeds if not by God's grace? He visited the four corners of the world without leaving his convent. He saved his town from bombing during World War II. He performed countless healings, and most importantly, he converted many without ever preaching a single homily. This, of course, brings us to my third point. Padre Pio astonished everyone, believers and non-believers alike. No one left Padre Pio's presence unchanged. He was known for his ability to read souls during confession, often revealing sins that the penitents had forgotten or omitted. The rumor of his remarkable gift attracted many skeptics, and, as many of you following our channel know, these encounters often led to true, lifelong conversions. Many were left bewildered by his miracles, with no other option but to accept the reality of God's existence and to acknowledge the mysteries of our Catholic faith. But more than his miracles, what makes Padre Pio the saint for our time is the challenge he presents. In an era where Christian values are often contested, Padre Pio stands firm. He preaches modesty against modern fashions, defends the sanctity of marriage, and condemns abortion fearlessly. He acts as a courageous surgeon, ready to use the scalpel of severity to eliminate moral diseases. His commitment to traditional Catholic doctrine, without making any compromise, serves as a powerful example for us all. He called people back to the core tenets of the faith, reminding us that the truth of the gospel does not change with the times. His courage in standing up for these values is something we can all learn from, especially in today's world where moral relativism often prevails. In conclusion, Padre Pio's life and miracles remind us that God's grace knows no bounds and that He often chooses the least likely individuals to become His most powerful instruments. Padre Pio's very existence was a testament to God's loving intervention in our world. His life was a living sermon, more eloquent than words could ever be. His extraordinary abilities challenge our understanding of what is possible and remind us that with God, nothing is impossible. His miracles weren't just isolated events. They were daily occurrences that highlighted the divine power working through him. And even now, after his death, he continues to inspire faith and devotion in countless people around the world. Padre Pio's ongoing influence invites us to reflect, are you ready to let his miracles touch your life? It's incredible to think about how many lives were touched, healed, and transformed by his presence and intercession. Speaking of intercession, let's conclude today's video with a prayer to Padre Pio, entrusting ourselves to his guidance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O glorious Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, the saint of this new millennium, you are our friend, consoler of our soul, and help of us sinners. You understand us so well, for you know what it means to suffer. To you we entrust our well-being and that of our loved ones. To you we entrust our spirit, that we may be able to endure the pains we carry in our heart. To you we entrust the request of presenting our souls to the Virgin of Grace, to obtain eternal salvation from the Lord. Welcome us under your protection. Defend us from the snares of evil. And above all, intercede for us before the Most High, so that, through the forgiveness of sins, we may persevere in doing good. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for watching. If Padre Pio has helped you on your spiritual journey, we'd love to hear about it. Please share your experiences in the comments section below. Also, if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. Thank you for being a part of our community. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.